Got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
All right. Good morning, Robert. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. I know you're going to be here tonight in Central Arkansas. Looking forward to having you guys back. You know, it's really crazy. You guys haven't been down here since 2019. There's been a two-year miss just because of COVID and everything else, so it'll be nice to have you guys back. It's sold out tonight, and it's got to be nice to be able to take your show on the road within the state of Arkansas and still have a sold-out crowd.
Oh, 100%. I'm looking forward to playing in that ballpark. I heard it's I've never been there. I heard it's a pretty cool little stadium, and I'm sure it'll be a great night.
Well, the other thing is we want to vote who is the next Razorback that's going to hit for the cycle against UCA.
No, we don't
want to
say that.
I mean, that's exactly what's happened. The last few times you guys have played UCA, the last was Dylan Leach, of course, and you did it last year, and you guys have put up some big numbers. Before we talk about UCA, I did want to go back real quick, Robert. Let's talk about A&M. You know, one of the things about doing these NIL deals is you take the good with the bad. And you guys have not very rarely lost many series over the last year and a half. But it was one of those series, I'm sure, it's a little frustrating. You guys lost the opener 2-1 the first game on Friday, came back and won the Saturday game 3-1, then had a crazy wild shootout 11-10. And I know you guys are used to winning. Just talk about the frustration there with having runners in scoring position and not getting that done to win that series.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we did well, and there's a lot of things that we didn't do very well on the series. And, you know, the good news is we're still a game up in the West, and we have a game up on Auburn. And, you know, if we play well this weekend and against Ole Miss, a team that is could get hot at any moment
right.
And could go to Omaha at any moment, you know, that'll be a tough challenge for us. So, you know, if we just continue to play well and play well versus them, then we go down to Auburn a few weeks and take care of business there, we'll be looking pretty good in the West. As far as this weekend goes, go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry, we have a little bit of a delay. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I said as far as this weekend goes, it's harder to play on the road. Just the reality of it is. It's not as easy as playing at home. But, you know, we got to grind through that a little bit. Connor gave us a great game. Our bullpen pitched well on the weekend, even whenever that Sunday game happened and, you know, Jackson got pulled in the first inning. Our bullpen at least gave us a chance to keep playing and keep us in the game. So there's a lot of positive.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know that I've ever, you know, the series was kind of wacky from the standpoint of you lose a game where you have a combined two hitter, which is got to be
it's crazy.
It's incredibly rare. I don't know that I've seen that. And then you lose a ball game where you score 10 runs. So it was kind of odd. And you know, you would, in most cases, if I told you, hey, we're going to give you a two-hitter and then you're going to score 10 in another game, you think you win that series and maybe even sweep with the game two win. But that's kind of the wackiness of baseball. And you probably won't say it, but I will. That the home plate ump in game three was absolutely just a complete ass. I mean, he did not have a clue what he was. The strike zone was strange. Let's just say that. So, but anyway.
Well, yeah.
I can say it.
Well, you know, Robert.
They're good guys. Yeah. They're good guys, especially Saturday's umpire that, you know, might have had a rough day. He's a really good guy, too. And then Scott Kennedy on Sunday, he's a good guy. But yeah, they're trying their best.
Robert always takes the high road. Just, like, they see, listen,
just poor eyesight, which is
what Robert's role is to do. I did want to say, though, I was trying to make a comparison, Robert. We're visiting Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Is that, you know, I'm an old football player, and, you know, watching this series, and like you said, man, listen, this is a bump. That was a bump in the road. You can't win every darn series in every game. You did last year, which was crazy. But to me, watching when you leave runners on base, I think you guys left 14 or 15 runners on base. It's like football going get to the red zone and not getting points. It just drives you crazy. And so, again, it wasn't like you guys were that far away from winning that thing. I mean, you had the ability to do that. And then you guys have been the best in the country in your fielding, and uncharacteristically, you know, you had three errors. And so it's sort of the basics of baseball. When you leave runners on base and you have a few errors, it catches up with you.
Well, and that's the reality of it is, you know, whenever you don't do everything you can to execute and win a game, you leave the game up in the official's hands. And whenever you're at the mercy of an umpire, that game is definitely on you as a team. So I think that's where we went wrong this weekend. So, I mean, we can blame, you know, the umpiring as much as we want. But the reality is we gave them a chance to have an impact
right.
in the game.
So right.
That's where you can leave the series right there.
Robert, you know, you guys have been really good in midweek games, and you're playing in a very, very hitter-friendly ballpark tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. Used to call games over at Dickie Stevens for the Travelers. And, you know, I know you've never played there. What have your teammates told you about being able to hit and play at Dickie Stevens?
Literally nothing. So I didn't even know it was a hitter friendly ballpark. I was hoping it was. So I'll find out a little later.
Tonight you've got right-handed pitcher Will McIntyre going to the mound for you guys. And I read a story in the Democrat Gazette today is that, you know, he really has not gotten much action. You know, he registered last year, only had, I think, one game the previous year. And so it's good to see him getting the opportunity to perform. Obviously, he's pitched a few innings this year. But talk about Will McIntyre.
Yeah, it's awesome watching guys, you know, put in as much work as they do, and when they don't get to pitch or play, you know, it kind of takes a toll on them. And I think Will went 25 straight months without getting in the game.
Yeah, crazy.
And then he got in the game 2 weeks ago and pitched well, and so he got to pitch last week, and he pitched well, so he's going to get to pitch this week. So, you know, it's just it's a credit to him because it's very easy to, you know, just pack your bags and find something else to do whenever. You know, you have to be at the field a mandatory amount of hours, you know, 5-6 days a week for 25 months, and you don't even get any rewards for it. So, credit to Will, and you know, I hope he pitches good again tonight.
Yeah, he's a bright kid, right?
Yeah,
RJ? That's
and what I thought. You know, his dad, he's a big baseball guy. His dad actually kept the book for the Travelers for a long, long time, and so it's kind of a cool night for him. And you know, his dad coming back. I think his dad kept the book for like 12 or 14 years, something like that. And so seeing his son play where the Travelers played, it's kind of cool.
I think it's a little different. You'll find out tonight too, Robert. It's a little different because I don't think you guys are allowed to do some of the same things you do in Fayetteville in terms of, I think, the Ribby Girls or whatever.
No, I think they still get the RBI.
Or maybe
girls
it's the music.
Come.
Maybe it was. I just remember going. It seemed a little different. You guys are 9-1 at Dickie Stevens. I think the first the one loss was the first one you played there. But it's cool. Like I said, I love the fact that it sold out.
Well, and with it being sold out, you get 10,000 people in there. That place will be rocking because, Robert, it sits down kind of below ground, and it gets so loud in Dickie Stevens. So I'm looking forward for you to have the opportunity.
So I'm looking forward to playing there. I keep seeing pictures and, you know, videos, and it looks like a cool stadium. So it'll be nice to mix it up, you know, not always playing in the same couple places. It'll be nice to mix it up a little bit.
Do got to mention, too, you know, you try to find the positive out of this weekend, which I think is right. But what's amazing is that you guys had won 9 consecutive wins in the opening game of SEC Road Series. That is an amazing number. Yeah. I mean, really, it is. It's tough to do that, but you know, and I know you probably don't pay much attention to that, Robert. But that is an amazing record that you guys had—a streak of 9 consecutive wins on the road for SEC Road Series.
I didn't know it was that high. You know, I do know that it's been a while since I felt like we lost on a Friday on the road. So, you know, I just kind of credit to the pitchers we've had the last couple of years. And, you know, we've won a lot of those series, too. So it makes sense that we win on Friday. But we'll start a new streak. Don't worry about it. We'll start a new streak.
Yeah, we're not worried about that. We're looking forward to you guys winning tonight and then whipping some Rebel backside up in Fayetteville this weekend. And
as we let Robert go, our buddy Kyle Sanders with Sanders Ground Essentials,
yes,
he's listening in, says this is his favorite segment of the week. So Robert,
how about
you got
that,
a fan,
Robert,
over in Saline County?
Probably more than that. Well, we'll be Robert, we'll be the guys up there hollering at you again. Well, last time you ignored us in a great way.
What's up with that, Robert? Why did you ignore my man when he's done?
Hey, Robert! The boys from the Buzz!
Could you not hear him?
He's like, I don't know those guys. we look forward to having you tonight here in Central Arkansas, and we appreciate you as always joining us, and we'll talk to you next
week.
Thanks,
Robbo.
Okay.
See you, man.
Thanks, man. Robert Moore, everybody. There he is.
Robert Moore, everybody.
All business. All business for Robert Moore.
Not only did